I've been working on the 7 deadly sins, moving through them like a snake through water, and really getting in touch with my inner and outer little devil. This particular sin? Aw, shit, son. I am familiar with wrath. I'm in intimate touch with my wrathful self. You see, I was raised to be a sweet Southern belle, all smiles and politeness and never, ever, ever getting angry. So I have this deep well of repressed rage. When I play or scene with someone, I love to ride the high of the control. Taking control of your cock, of your body, and doing exactly what I want to it, no matter what society says about that control. The thing is, I ride the edge of control because to lose control is to give my wrath full rein. And that wrath can be all-consuming. I'm into control because I want to lose control. Now, there are a few things that really piss me off. I find myself massively pissed when I hear about injustice and intolerance. I believe in fairness and equality, so when those are abridged, I go up in metaphorical flames. When you tell me all about how badly you want to be a sissy, but then you don't follow through on your dreams, I get kind of pissed. If you want it so badly, why the holy fuck don't you do it? I can get downright wrathful anytime the defenseless are abused. People who litter piss me off. Bigots, homophobes, transphobia, assholes, and dickheads all piss me off. So what if it's not for you? No one is trying to get you to dress up like a pretty dolly and suck off a cock or three. I utterly hate it when people who don't know me try to tell me who I am and what I am. I'm well aware of what I look like and that people will judge me by it. But just because I look like a stuck-up snobby princess who's never had a gangbang in her life doesn't mean I'll agree with you that big black cock is gross. Inauthenticity pisses me off. You are who you are. Don't fucking lie to me or yourself about it. The basic theme of what pisses me off is when other people intrude in my own or my friends' lives. Don't tell me how to live, don't tell my pals how to live, and you keep your fucking nose out of my goddamn life. And in case you missed it, if you're listening to this, you're my pal. I'll stand up and fight for your right to live your life in the way that most increases your happiness and joy. Okay. Whew. So now I'm all wound up. So here's a happy thought to make us all a little bit happier and calmer. I got a brand new snowball microphone, and it is so fucking awesome and cool. I'm in love with this microphone because it makes me sound like a sex kitten voiceover movie star. You'll be seeing a lot more audio samples from me, as well as more audios in the Enchantrix audio store. Oh, you can follow my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com, where I'll be posting links to every bit of audio I've ever done and redoing a bunch because now I have this sexy, sexy microphone. And you can call me at 1-800-601-7259 anytime. Don't forget to ask for your sex over movie goddess, voiceover sex kitten movie goddess. Yes, Harper. Ask for Harper.